as because I'm, I'm gauging my ears. I can't really show
Oh,
that
do you?
on camera,
Oh, I'm
but
sorry.
I've been doing that. Sorry, fuck, man. I've wanted to do that for years. I always wanted to do it, but these are those like circle headphones, and I think I'm gonna have to switch out for like my wife's, which are more like oval shape, because I don't plan on going huge. I'm going up to a zero at most, a two or a zero, so which are relatively not very very large. Just big enough that I could actually get a couple cool tunnels or plugs or something. But man, that is a really nice background you got there going on, man. After we do our wonderful intro, which I did update the picture on finally. Let me make sure I'm in the right folder because that was at Faversals. I hate how it holds. So Zoom holds whatever's the last folder I brought up in, regardless of which meeting I pick, because I have like different, actual meetings for each what you call it. But anyways, here we go. Welcome to the show. Today's episode is proudly sponsored by Grow Generation, where the pros go to grow. More on them in a bit. See? I got the picture updated a bit there. So yay. Manny, I see Miss Minutes, man, and I also saw your Instagram or Facebook. I think you put them on both, which you guys can see the Instagram down below if you're on YouTube. And if you are, hit that red subscribe button. But tell us about some of that swag, man, and some of the stories behind your awesome shit behind you, because you said every piece has a story.
I guess I'll start with the oldest one, which you probably can't see because actually it's right behind me, but oh, that's the other way. It's different on
The
my
mirror,
screen.
I know, it's such a
Yeah.
weird thing.
So that postal book is probably my one of the first things we covered, Jason and I, as the top cow chronology project and one of the current things they were working on. Right now it's being optioned for television, and they've been working on that for a while, but it's signed by the entire creative team. It's the number one. And Top Cow was very, very good for us, and it's actually the reason why I'm here. One of the first conventions I ever covered with myself was a Heroes and Villains Con, and that's where I met Katie Lotz. So that's what that picture is right here. I'm still having issues with the mirroring effect because whatever. One of the first TV shows I covered was Gotham, and so I have that poster that was actually signed by the entire not the entire some of the cast. The Black Lightning one that I have one is signed by the majority of the cast, so I have that one up. My first piece of original comic book art from the pages of a comic book is that one here, and that one's by John Boy Myers, and that's from
Nice.
Teen Titans number one. Back in the good old Rebirth days. Then there is the WandaVision, which is one of the concept pieces by Andy Park. And if you know Marvel movies, you know who Andy Park is because he does most of the designs for the characters. So he's a really nice guy. Get to talk to him all the time. It's funny because he's usually just at his booth, like. He's a big deal. He has a lot to do with the way your Marvel characters look in the movies. And so I have that signed by him. The only reason I have that Dark Phoenix poster up is because that is the first feature film I ever worked on at a WonderCon. And so I got to sit with like Sophie Turner, with Kingsburg, with one of the producers and a couple of the other cast members. And so that to me was like incredibly special. That sucks that the movie ended up bombing, but I mean the amount of talent that I got to talk to that day and sit next to was I sat next to Nicholas Holt in a round table.
It's kind of like getting to interview Jennifer Connelly and Lena Hall and Diggs. I'm missing his first name right now. I believe his last name is Diggs from Snowpiercer. Like Jennifer freaking Connelly, like, there's a big deal. And my buddy Brian, that was like his first like poster girl. Like he had every movie. That was like his crush. And I was like, hey dude, check out who I'm getting to talk to.
And then the DC one, that's from DC Fandom, so that's a limited, and it's signed by Jim Lee. And then my favorite piece is the Mr. Miracle, which is a commission piece by Jason Fabok, who is one of my favorite artists. If you listen to the Comic Source for years during the awards, I mean, just years, I've always Jason Fabok's always on my top as far as artists, if not the top artist, just because I think his work is incredible. I followed him since early detective days when he was working back then on that, and then he moved over to Justice League, then he did Dark Side War, and then his stuff just blew up. So yeah, that's just a few of the pieces. And of course Miss Minutes, because it's always nice to know what time it is, because
Is it a working clock?
for all time,
Nice.
always. Yeah, it's a working clock. That they thanks to Disney for that. They sent me quite a bit of goodies from the Loki movie. I have a Tesseract. That's it's just a stack of it's like a post-it stack, but it looks like the Tesseract that they sent. They sent me a badass jacket
Nice.
that I couldn't help but complete the outfit the other day. If you check that out on social media, it's fun. I think I need to dress up, cosplay some other characters a little bit more.
I hope to, especially now that I got the 3D printer and everything, I wanted to mix the classic Ben Reilly with Scarlet Spider with Ghostbusters and be the Scarlet Spider Buster.
That sounds like it'd be fun.
Yeah, the idea is instead of being in a full leotard, because while I can get some pretty damn good legs and an ass going, I can't work out much anymore. So I'll basically be like wearing a red G Ghostbusters jumpsuit style thing, but tied off at the waist, and then the classic red top with the blue cutoff sweatshirt. And then a proton pack on the back, and a face shield, shield, and all that. Should be fun. I hope to get to do that. But man, this weekend we actually had an event that kind of to me showed that most studios don't give a shit about big events anymore. Not the big come together ones that is. E3 came and went, and while we did see a couple of big announcements, the Final Fantasy Origin, which seems to be like we're gonna see the origin of Garland, the bad guy from the first game. Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, another tie-in with Square Enix, like Marvel's Avengers. We
Not
all know
holding our breath there.
how well that's been doing, so we'll see what happens. More footage from Halo, but overall, it's really, I mean, everyone except for some like indie developers, smaller developers, the Star Stellar, whatever it was called. The one from Bethesda that's like Fallout in space, that does look pretty cool. But other than that, man, it just seems like everyone either Sony waits on a state of play, or they do a event of their own. Disney's doing it with D23, of course, and Star Wars Celebration. I either see D23 going yearly or Marvel getting their own yearly fucking D23 Star Wars Celebration style event. What did you think about what came? I know you're not the biggest follower on all the games, but just kind of like the meh from it. What'd you think, man?
I didn't see anything that I was super excited for. Nothing. Everything I'm excited for, I either A, already came out, or B, was already announced. The Battlefield trailer was
Exactly.
last week, so that wasn't E23.
Nope.
And then the Avengers game never even winked at it to play it. And then, so this Guardians one, it's this, it means the same to me.
Yeah,
And
exactly.
yeah, usually every year there's one or two things that I'll tune in for. That I know that's and that I do that, but I didn't see any announcements or nothing that would say I like I'm looking at CBR's front page to see if I missed anything, and their biggest window is Black Panther fights Klaue in Wakanda's Marvel Avengers expansion trailer. And I was like, oh, well, that's your biggest thing. I think the way the world is, especially for video games right now, is do your own thing, because you don't have to share the spotlight. You don't have to share the Twitterverse, especially
Yeah.
with anybody else. So why would you do your big announcement there? I mean, the reveal for the Far Cry was weeks ago, and the funny thing is, it wasn't that long ago, and neither was the
Battlefield.
Battlefield, which was
Yeah.
last week. So, they know it's close, and they want to still keep it close, but like, no, we want our own prime time. So, it's interesting. It kind of sucks, but because you kind of reminisce about the good old days of being exciting for this, and then in a few other minutes, then another one, and then another one, and so you look at it now, and it falls flat because of lack of content. I don't think Marvel's going to do their own thing. They don't have enough for their own 3-day show or anything like that. I think it has to be paired
No, like
with.
a 2-day show, obviously, like a
Regardless,
Friday, Saturday thing. Isn't
I
that
don't think
what
it. I
Celebration is? Like a Friday, Saturday thing only?
don't know. I don't follow the Star Wars Celebration.
So you don't
I don't.
think between the publishers, the TV, the games, and the movies that they couldn't get a yearly 2-day Celebration style event?
They could. I think half of the content, and it would be pretty repetitive, though. Then again, that's Star Wars.
I mean, look, we had
Yeah,
Star Wars
if you can do it
Celebration.
with Star Wars, yeah. If you
Yeah,
can
we
do it
had
with
Star
Star Wars,
Wars
I guess you can do it with
celebrations when
Marvel.
there were no movies or TV shows out.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's see here.
Hell, yeah, you're right. Star Trek has one in Vegas every year.
Oh no, it's actually 4 days for Star Wars, 18, 19, 20, and 21. Okay,
What the
well,
hell do you
this
talk to talk
upcoming
about?
one is going to be 4 years. What was, let's see, Star Wars Celebration
What the heck do you talk about for 4 days of
2018.
Star Wars?
Let's see, Star Wars Celebration to skip 18. Next one was in 19. Does it give how many days it was? It doesn't say. 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th. Okay, so it's always been Jesus. So yeah, if you could get four days of Star Wars during just Disney's Star Wars time, let alone b before Star Wars, yeah, Marvel could get a 2-day press event for trailers and announcements and a cosplay competition or two, you know?
But it does leave D23 pretty bare, though. So,
It does. So that was my other suggestion. Why not make D23 yearly and include a
could.
sprinkling of Star Wars, a lot of Marvel, and then your Pixar, Disney, all of that. Do you think Disney's going to fold any of its 20th century stuff into D23? Or do you
They
think it'll
should.
still send that to the big cons?
Oh, no, they should. I mean, they might as well. It's their property, so if there's going to be something super exciting coming out of there, then why not? I think it's a good idea. Like big cons is turning into the streamer cons. A lot of you see a lot of the later Comic Cons, some of their prime, I guess investors you'd say, the ones who have the most content are like Amazon Prime, Netflix has a lot of stuff, Hulu, and then network still. So they showcase a lot of their stuff there. Yeah, it's interesting to see how the evolution, but it wasn't that long ago when Comic Cons were actually comics, comic books and things like that. And Hall H wasn't a thing.
Go figure.
And so it's just the next, I guess it's just the next evolution in it.
It was 08 and 09. That's what everyone says. 08 was like the transition year where it was still mostly good, but you could see how bad it could get. And 09 was the crash. And then 10 was the year the guy got stabbed with the protractor. And in Hall H, and my buddy, his sister, and our other friend were like a couple rows in front or behind the protractor stabbing. Funny story though. I was sitting there getting work done on I don't remember which tattoo, but I told that story about well what happened. And all I could hear is one of the other artists. We called him. His nickname was Riff Raff, so you'd call him Riff or you'd call him Raff. And all I could hear is him just start chuckling away. And then like everyone, says a few things about the story. Work goes on. 10 minutes later, here comes Riff with a fucking drawing of a compass, with the pointy end and the pencil and all of that, and he's got a scroll on it that says Nerd Shiv.
That's funny.
To this day, I think he still has it and put it on the wall for a bit. It was pretty cool. I almost was like, you got time afterwards? 'Cause that is really cool. Oh man. One of the big things that did come out wasn't really unexpected was a lot of Xbox exclusives, including Starfield. We all knew when we saw Microsoft buying up all of the Western style RPG studios that they were going to make them quote unquote exclusive. Because today, when you say Xbox exclusive, all you mean is Microsoft environment and exclusive. As long as you're in the Microsoft environment, meaning you've got a Windows PC, any Xbox console, or anything that can stream Xbox content, you have access to all of these games. So it's Xbox exclusive, sort of. It's Microsoft exclusive, which is fine because I have a PC. And I can play Starfield on that PC because that to me is the one I was most excited about. I like space exploration. Homeworld is one of my favorite games. StarCraft, Stellaris is a lot of fun. So, if you guys are wondering why we're not showing as much I images and stuff, is honestly YouTube still being jerks. And until we can kind of really settle, like, look, we're entertainment people, which you guys could really help out by hitting that subscribe button and following, watching, and all that good stuff. I have to do all sorts of watermarks and play with volumes. And guys, honestly, it just other than the one I just said, it really wasn't that exciting. I love Final Fantasy, and like, I don't give two shits about or Stranger of Paradise, Final Fantasy Origin. I'm like, what? Where's Final Fantasy VII Remake Part Two? Like, I know it's a different team. They've even got a different co company working with them. I don't give a fuck. Take all those resources and get their asses to Final Fantasy VII Remake Part Two. This is a conversation we keep having about these these conventions, how excited we are to get back to them. But then we look at things like E3 just now, and I ask myself, would have I wanted to been there for free? Sure. Paying out of pocket? No. Comic-Cons are a little different because of Artist Alley and the independent things, so comic conventions tend to be different. But I do, man. I get worried that we might see. Do you remember when E3 actually split up and it was like pros only? Like, I'm afraid Disney is going. They're like, yeah, we're gonna stream it to you guys. You'll be able to watch all the stuff at home, but it's gonna be pros only at D23. We're gonna downsize in Anaheim, and I don't know, man. I get this weird feeling, that the content distributors and the consumers. I think the distributors look at how popular streaming and watching online has been, and I don't think they realize how much we still want to go to a place to socialize. Do you get that feeling at all, or am I just cuckoo?
No, the thing is, they're starting to realize, and I think they've realized this for years, which is why you've seen such a shift in Comic-Con, but they don't need it. They don't need to showcase Loki. They don't need to showcase Black Widow. You
Don't
just
need
need
to
to tell
spend
them
the
what
money.
day's you just need to tell them what day's coming out, and you're good, because you have that loyal fan base that we'll do anything for the property, and we could talk about a little bit more of that later. But I don't know. It's just going to end up. I think it might end up being somewhat something like that, where it's less opportunities for fans. That's a total pessimistic point of view, by the way. I honestly still think that everything's going to get back to normal. It's
I hope
just
so.
some of the big properties won't be there. But we saw that. The thing is that we saw that
Beforehand.
before. It was already happening before pre-pandemic, post-pandemic. Now it's a aha, we told you so, and it just sped things up, I think. So it's going to be an interesting 2022. That's really, I think, where we'll see what's up, and we'll see what's going on. Because, like, even for Black Widow, they're still doing a lot virtual stuff instead of in person. So we're still waiting for that first invite to for a press junket in LA, even though some other companies have started them. The big boys have not.
22, you're right. Almost every convention is confirmed. Disney even fucking cut San Diego off at the knees by pulling their shit earlier. And then of course you've got D23 in the fall of 22, in September, I believe it is. So I think it's May for Celebration. Makes sense. I believe so. And then September for D23, and then everything else going on. We've got a specials San Diego convention, a limited capacity New York, and then various others of regional and local size and popularity. I am getting to the point where, like you said, it's like great that you could just say, hey, here's the trailer drop, here's the date, and you do it via Twitter and YouTube, and you get the same reaction. You get the new news coverage, you get the crowd pleasing, you get the social media buzz, and it didn't cost you anything because you already had to cut the trailer to begin with, so no extra money, no setup for talent to come and introduce a clip and answer three questions from the crowd at Hall H. Like, I get it. I really do. And the one saving grace I think that there is still a love for collectibles and trading items, so cards and comics and toys, cosplay and gaming, especially tabletop and cards. I mentioned them earlier, card gaming, which I guess is part of tabletop. Those things alone can really keep, especially regional and local, you think th things like Galaxy Cons, those things alone can keep that social group together. Because, man, some of my favorite memories come from c conventions, and they're not from big reveals. They're not from, oh my God, I saw War Machine for the first time in the MCU at Hall H. Yeah, that was pretty big, but watching Kevin Smith give a dude a back rub on stage is a cooler memory. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then like sitting down with Mark Waid and getting to literally just chat with him, dude. Like, sit down next to just chat at a Galaxy Con. I'm ready for that. And if I have to lose some of the bigger spectacle stuff, if that stays, I'm cool. What do you think?
Dude, yeah, some of my best memories have nothing to do with reveals. I mean, just the nightly drinking with some of your favorite comic book creators is insane. People I look up to and tell some of the best stories. And then all of a sudden we're just all hanging out and having a drink late night at the bars. Some of those amazing fun theme parties that they throw afterwards, just being able to see, some one of the things that I really liked is always lately is getting to see everyone from the press, people that you recognize from show to show to show, because everyone covers the same shows. So you make friends. You make friends in the industry, and then you almost look for them, especially during roundtable interviews, to kind of, because you know their vibe. You know that they're gonna have good questions, or they're just genuinely good people. He'll help each other out as far as opportunities and things like that, and the camaraderie is fantastic. And then also in the industry, there's all the PR reps that you work with that all year, all you do is email, and then you get to see them for a little bit, get to chat with them, and it's all the friends you make, man. That's really where it's at for me. I know that there's been even some cases where Jason and I are done, and on Friday and Saturday after, and we're done with anything we got to do on Sunday, we just show up to hang out with people, or even just to say bye real quick, and then we're off. But that to me is the most important part, is all the friendships you make. I know it sounds kind of corny, but when you go back to, the everyday, the real life, you know that group exists, and that you're part of it.
Exactly. So let's take a quick word from our friends that we really do enjoy over at Grow Generation, real quick.
Grow Generation, where the pros go to grow. For all of your cultivation needs, Grow Generation has the right products, service, and staff to make your grow successful. Go to www.growgeneration.com, where the pros go to grow.
Thank you guys very much for sponsoring the episode. Yeah, I think we've about beat E3 down as far as we can, and talked about how much we're excited for the upcoming what do you call it? Projects.
Convention.
Pause 1 second. My son's pounding at the door. So yeah, man. Talking earlier about something spicy and fandoms getting behind people, I gotta know something. Who the fuck has the time to go through celebrity profiles and look at, you know, whether it's days, weeks, months, some case years, you know, James Gunn. What in God's... Seriously, people, I got it. Social media is a weird thing. There's a story out there about Sebastian Stan. He apparently liked a video in which a guy was using racist words, not in a, I don't know, an appropriate context, as in like an educational thing or, you know, something like that or whatever, but just being, you know, bad. And there's no context. I haven't seen the video myself. Sebastian Stan's done the one thing Manny and I say, which is shut the fuck up and just go, dude. You've done a lot of good hard work recently. No one at Marvel's ever had anything bad to say about you. Just, you know, go about your business. But, you know, look, people can like a video without supporting a message. It could be a particular part of a video. It could be maybe you thought it was a joke. Again, not this particular video, just in general. Hell, I've accidentally liked videos before, and mm-hmm. I could see a situation where you accidentally like the wrong video, right? You're thumbing through, phones get sticky with the software, or maybe you actually were eating food, or it's happened. You just said it's happened to you. Sometimes you catch it and you unhit the like or the heart or whatever. Sometimes you don't. Imagine if he came out right now and said it was an accident. Who would believe him, right? So the best thing to do is what he's been doing. Kind of just eat it up, let his own work and life mm-hmm. stand for it. And I like the fans coming to his defense in that sense, because they're like, you don't have any context. You don't know anything. All you know is that at some point a button was pushed. So I've ranted. Go ahead, Manny.
Yeah, that was actually my first reaction when I saw the news piece. I was, who the hell has time to go through people's likes? And it kind of shows you that they're searching for it. They're looking for it. They're looking for something to be mad at. And that's exactly the reason why, to me, cancel culture is really losing its value, its true purpose. Its true purpose of actually ousting out, you know, bad people. Because you start nitpicking and you start just picking up on every little thing to get mad at. And so, I mean, I don't know what happened in this case, but there's nothing in Sebastian Stan's past that tells me that he is in fact a racist. Did he not just star in a show called The Falcon and the Winter Soldier?
dealing with all of these elements in a great way. And so Matt and him look mm-hmm. great together out in public, and yeah.
Yeah, this is out of character, and so with tech these days, yeah, it could have been a million things other than him actually sitting there going, hey, yeah, I like this.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just, I don't know.
What if it's a cousin or something like that, and he just happened to see that his cousin posted a video and liked his cousin's video? Like, that's what I'm saying. We have no context.
Yeah, sometimes you're scrolling so fast that you don't necessarily watch the whole thing. Or
mm-hmm.
like, I know me personally, if it's a close friend of mine that's posted something, sometimes I don't even look at it. I just like it. But it's because, okay, it's Kyle. You usually posts trust, something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's what.
So, yeah, just.
Yeah. We don't
whatever,
know.
Whatever, man.
And just, it does. And honestly, I didn't check the exact, because this is how little it matters to me that he liked the video. I didn't even check on how long ago it was.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't fucking matter. Look, you and I have both said this before. I'll point this out. The general public has, whether politically you agreed with him or not, the general public has, American public has a respect for former president Barack Obama. He held up the office in a mostly professional manner. I think there's some scandals there. Others don't, whatever. But everyone's got this high opinion of him, right? Let's not forget that when he ran for president in 2008, he stood on TV and said, marriage is between one man and one woman. Hillary Clinton said the same thing. If anybody, you and I, had some video come out today where we're like, yeah, man, marriage is between a man and a woman, we'd be, you know what I'm saying? But they get a pass. It's not that they necessarily get a pass. They get the, oh, they evolved. They grew up pass. Well, guess, well, what? Everyone, well, most people do grow up and evolve. I hate to tell you this, though. Politicians, all of them have had their stance on that issue before they got into politics, and the only time it ever changes is for politics. So they're either lying at the beginning or lying later on, because I don't trust politicians. Man. But anyways, yeah, no, people grow, man. People learn, people change, and it's like we forget that, and people are going to learn. The very people today digging through, I'm gonna find. I don't like that celebrity Bob Joe is in this part. Celebrity Joe Bob should have gotten it instead. Let me find these texts. Oh my goodness, right here he made fun of an Asian's driving. Oh God, that's cancel. Like I don't get it, man.
That's where we're at, though. I mean, who has like you said, who has time to go through somebody's likes? I don't even go through my own likes. Mm-mm. Jeez.
No.
I mean, it sucks because James Gunn is a perfect example of cancel culture gone wrong, because everything that he was doing that was meant to be dark humor. And early on, when he was a lot more
provocateur, he was in Troma,
when he was, you know, a lot younger and not really as mature. Let's just say,
yes, 30s is still way. Young in Hollywood, at least.
Yeah. So, but all that was cleared up, and then for whatever unknown reason, it was pulled back up, even though it had all been quote unquote cleared up.
Yeah.
And it was canceled, and he got fired, and everything. But what happened? Why he grew up all of a sudden? Did he really change from a couple of years ago to now, or did you guys just fuck up because that was all way in the past and it was something that shouldn't have been brought up, and you guys really slowed down Guardians 3 and whatever? And yes, it's just interesting to see so many people being what they call keyboard warriors, and that's really where it ends.
Yeah, and I don't agree with trying to change the term to consequence culture, because there's a difference between a consequence and persecution. A consequence is something that you pay, and after you pay it, that's it. It's done. It's right. Supposed to be over. You're supposed to carry on. You've paid your debt, whatever that may be. I might even not use cancel culture anymore, and start calling it persecution culture, and on anyone's side, because it was the so-called political right that was outraged about Gunn, and then the so-called political left outraged about Gina Carano. Mm-hmm. Although both sides have been outraged on those exact same stories on opposite ends. It's fucking insanity.
It's a horseshoe effect, man. Both sides are actually closer than they think.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, both sides of one side of the same coin. Welcome to the Daily Cup of Genre, people. Politics is a genre. There was that movie, Wag the Dog. Did you ever see that, where they faked the war? So good. God, who is – I think it's Dustin Hoffman in that, when he plays the president. And in order to get, like, better approval ratings, because, patriotism, war, and shit like that, they fake a war. It's a loosely based on something that we did to excuse going further into Vietnam. But anyways, Wag the Dog. Funny movie. Geez, man. I don't know. I guess we could probably call it for today. What do you think? You got anything else you wanted to throw out?
No, I think we're good.
Yeah.
It was a good weekend, but yeah, just stop canceling people, damn it. Like, mind your own damn business.
I will say, guys, there's some cool Indiana Jones, not Indiana Jones, sorry. I'm looking at the news roundup about Indiana Jones, but Obi-Wan Kenobi set photos. They're not spoilerish at all. Like, you get to see some costumes and stuff, but not anything that's going to spoil anything. Those are on the site right now, lrmonline.com. It's where you can go for all of your entertainment news needs and opinions. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel and hit the bell button so you can be notified whenever new content goes up. We got all sorts of great shows like Animeversal reviews. We just did Fooly Cooly over the weekend. We've got, dear God, we got so much crap. Yeah. Star Wars Cantina, Marvel Multiverse Mondays, Loki Thursdays, Breaking Geek Radio, and then of course a bunch of celebrity interviews all over the place. Writers, producers, directors. Manny, what's going on this week?
This week I got a couple of interviews for Disney's Pixar's Luca, which is gonna be great. I have one actor from Walking Dead: World Beyond. Ann Cumperson, who was great in it, and then also from Fear the Walking Dead. I also have Danae Garcia, and actually, as bad as some of those seasons have been, this last season, season 6, was actually really good. I'm glad that I ended up working on this, because this might be the best season that they had overall. So that's on the top of my head. That's what I have.
Nice. Very cool. Well, you guys know where to find us tomorrow, right here. Probably not the same time. It all depends on how long we record and how long it takes to edit things, if there was any interruptions or whatever the fuck. But anyways, like, share, subscribe, do all that good stuff, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.